everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to 2 bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. Also, we started this new thing on Monday. Monday nights, we're brainstorming on twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. Me and Willie hang out, brainstorm ideas for this upcoming narrative podcast. It's called Parabnormal. It's in this realm, and we just did our first one on Monday, and it was a lot of fun, and it seems like it's going to work out. Like, you hear people brainstorming an idea, and you think, well, that's boring. I don't want to watch somebody work, but it's all sci-fi shit. We really get into it, so check us out. Give us them bits. Want them bits. Got to get them Twitch bits.
Jackass on our Patreon just gave us a huge donation. Cheers to you. We'll work something out. Have some fun with that. Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting us.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, our good friend, animator, writer, producer, director, all the fucking things. He's a renaissance man. It's Brian Weissel. What's up?
I'm good.
Weissel, you've been here before. How are you doing, man? What's new?
Writing and working and loving.
Great.
No, just like you guys do every day.
Yeah, same fucking shit. My money is running out. I'm applying at retail stores now. It's very humbling.
I think about that. I just got a job. It's like a miracle, feels like, sometimes.
Oh, I watched Royal Crackers. I like it. I didn't know it was Jason Ruiz. I know him.
Oh, cool. That's a really good show. I'm so glad that, like, I think it's doing well, which is cool. You work on a show and it's only like a month or two and it's like on your credits. So it looks like, oh yeah, he worked like the whole year on this, but he did so much on his own to make that on a really tight schedule.
It's a good show. And it's whatever HBO is calling themselves now. Max.
It's on Adult Swim and HBO Max.
If you haven't cut the cable yet, if you're a boomer, you can check it out on Adult Swim. What's the new show? Can you say or not?
I can't say. I'll come back and you'll be amazed.
Can you give us a visual clue of any sort?
The Twitter show before X. The pre-X Twitter show.
That's why they changed the name. It's like, because the Twitter show's coming out. They didn't want you to Google Twitter.
It's like that Blockbuster show. It's like, you know, a throwback to when Twitter was Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Randall Park. They also brought Randall Park onto this project because people know him from the Blockbuster show.
Is he in the Blockbuster show?
Yeah, there was a show about Blockbuster videos.
The one last Blockbuster, is that what it is? Like, there's one Blockbuster in America, and that's what that show's about?
He's coming
in it.
The Twitter show as well.
Good, good. Well, congrats on the Twitter show, and I hope it goes well. It's weird because you have to write the whole script in under 140 characters, which seems hard. Let's do the WoW scale.
WoW scale.
The WoW scale stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the 5 questions, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the WoW scale?
Hit me.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes, I believe in life off of Mars. I feel weird saying aliens.
Off of Mars?
Off of Earth.
Oh.
So, like, I believe of alien life, but I feel weird saying aliens as if they're like humanoid creatures that.
What are you going? Are you going like single cell organisms, or what are you doing?
Yes. Okay. Like, there is life. But they may not be humanoid Star Trek.
It could
Trek
exist yet. In the molecules of a water droplet somewhere.
Right. In actuality, I was like, I hate to just be closed-minded to that idea. I just have not seen anything that indicates that. And there, like all the stuff that came out recently, like it was a big nothing.
Like this shit that came out was like nothing. Like they acted like it was a big deal and it was nothing. Ghosts.
No
for ghosts.
But I believe in that our bodies and consciousness are something entirely different. I believe that our consciousness is not a part of our brain.
Let's talk about this for a second, for a quick second. Do you think that our energy transfers to like a new thing when we die, or what do you think?
I don't know that it needs to move, so to speak. I think it's already there, and will eternally be there.
Beware, though.
I don't know how to answer that. It's something that I don't understand.
Got it. Okay. Bigfoot.
No Bigfoot.
Psychics.
No. I feel like I get like triggered when you mention that. And I think about the charlatans that make all those Conjuring movies based on them. And they're like,
we just talked about them last week. The couple. And here's what's weird about it. Willie didn't know who they were.
I feel like talk about them every time I come on your show.
You probably do. What are they called? What's their name?
The Warrens. I think they're called. The Warrens. You could do a supercut of me like introducing this concept.
Oh, that's funny.
Someone needs to do like a legit doc on those, because there is a doc on them, but it seems pro them.
Yeah,
but
like they made
but
it.
But I'm pretty sure they're
doing an cool. And it's not fun to take them down. It's more fun that they actually investigated all these things, and it's not fun to take them down.
Last question. Do you believe in simulation theory, that we exist in a simulation?
No, it's possible, but I really hate that line of thinking, because like it almost introduces the whole like NPC. I don't like the worldview at all. Like it makes me feel sick.
That's interesting, because to me it's an optimist. It's optimistic, because that means if we do live in a simulation, then we can alternate based on our will.
Holy shit, man. Why? So you bring up a good point. If it is a simulation, why would you have every single brain in there trying to be in it at the same time? Then there's just one and everybody else is an NPC. That makes me go, oh, fuck. Because that was always my biggest fear of after death, was that like, well, if there is an afterlife and I can't connect with anybody, that's more lonely than not having an afterlife.
A lot of narcissists like are into this theory, like Elon Musk type people. So it could,
compare me to Elon Musk? Did you just
people like Wade, Elon Musk. You know, the hugest shitheads of all time.
I wonder why they subscribe. I subscribe to it because I'm a failure. It feels like if you're a success, you should not subscribe to it, because it takes away your merit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Even though he has no merit, he inherited everything that he's got, and he
bought patents and erased names of real creators. Fuck him.
Doesn't he have like diamond mines? Isn't he a blood diamond guy or whatever? Whatever's going on in South Africa, I don't know. So Weissel, you are, let's call you a one. I feel like a one is more apt.
I've gone down. Last time I think I was a two or a three.
Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, The Simpsons. A classic comedy show, but more importantly, a proven oracle. We'll talk about some of the show's predictions that have come true and get into what predictions of the near future that haven't come true yet. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Okay, because I haven't watched The Simpsons since season 12 or something. I've totally lost track of The Simpsons. Weissel just told us there's like 20 future Simpsons episodes where the plot is set in the future.
Some of them are short treehouse horror stories, you know, like some of them are insanely short.
Well, my question is, did you force yourself to watch new Simpsons for this, or did you just read about it?
No, there's lists upon lists out there of episodes. You can watch videos. You can watch. That's all anybody's doing now, especially in the conspiracy theory world. You know, going like, the Simpsons predicted it.
And I'm like, can I stick up for New Simpsons? Because the problem with New Simpsons is them trying to be holding to a formula that they shouldn't be sticking to. Like the whole formula of the episode starting and then it going somewhere else.
Yeah.
Was funny at first because it was so unexpected in the early seasons.
Yeah.
But if it's like, let's take the family bowling and then they go bowling, but then.
Yeah, it's about Lisa beer or whatever. It's not about bowling at all.
Bowling bag. And then somebody takes her to Vietnam and then Homer becomes a yo-yo champion. It's like it became too manic and like it didn't feel like you were watching a story.
I feel like we're in the Simpsons writers room right now. It's just like, I don't know, Homer becomes a yo-yo champion.
All right.
Have we done that already?
I don't know. Does it matter? Let's do it. We'll do it different than those old guys from 20 years ago.
I watched a new one. It was actually like funny because it was like a real story and it was like, it didn't do that. It was just like a normal story with a, like, it was the episode, if anybody watches the New Simpsons, where Marge tells Lisa that she's chunky and it really fucks with Lisa. Like it gets in her head. Like my mom told me I'm fucking fat. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, it was like a good episode. It just like felt like a real story. And I was like, that's all that they need to do.
Yeah, I don't know. I stopped when every episode had a star. It's like Lady Gaga comes to Springfield. And I was just like, nah, I don't listen. Nothing against Lady Gaga, but like, I don't fucking care about this.
It's a bummer. I remember like Backstreet Boys and like Backstreet Boys on The Simpsons. Why?
But and that's when it was funny, yeah. Right?
I mean, it was funny, but like
funny when Backstreet Boys were around.
Yeah, but like
I felt the same way. It was the shift.
Why are we sucking the Backstreet Boys
joining pop culture?
Anyway, let's get to it, man. So what are the big predictions that have come true? That's where we should start. Yeah.
We're going to rate how good these predictions were. And this is great to get writers rating this because conspiracy people, it's so weird for someone to be like, see, they predicted it. It's like, or it's a story and we try to write things that are on the cusp of being believable.
was the Donald Trump prediction, I don't remember that episode, was that a big part of it or was it a gag?
No, Lisa was the president and she makes a comment about how
the previous president.
We inherited quite the budget crunch from President Trump.
They picked at a list of everybody in the world. And the writers are thinking, who's the biggest dumbass? Like, who would we, like, the dumbest person that we could conceive of that's the president? And that's the joke.
Because I don't remember when that happened, like, but it was definitely
Kevin Sorbo.
Was it pre-apprentice or because it's definitely 90s. I don't know if it was pre-apprentice or not. Here's my thing with the Simpsons predictions. It's almost like Nostradamus, where it's just like there's so much to pull from. It's different because Nostradamus people read into, right? But The Simpsons is just like, yeah, there's 30 years of episodes.
Yeah.
Like some of their shit is going to be right.
Like, they're writing just about pop culture. They're writing about like real world things.
I'm almost on the side of The Simpsons actually predicting things because if you take culture and creativity in the United States and you were like, if the aliens were to come, like what is your culture? You might show them The Simpsons.
Yeah, sure.
In America, for the world at home, maybe you would show JoJo's Bizarre Adventure because that's the pinnacle of creature of creativity and culture. But for the sake of this conversation, The Simpsons.
It's like you get paid to mention that show.
I have to mention it once every episode.
I've still not seen it. If you force feed it to me, I'll watch it.
To support what you're saying, but in a different realm, I've always been like, when it comes to creative people trying to connect to storylines and possible things, you know, I do believe that a lot of people like Tesla, Einstein, people who have had dreams that were breakthroughs, It's them actually connecting to the consciousness that is timeless. And so maybe
that's correct.
I'm not saying that's all correct. These writers, but I'm saying maybe sometimes when you're writing, you connect to that flow and you pull from the future. And not to say that that's what's
something I
here.
Just
and- in the same vein. We are a very corporation heavy existence. And so choosing a famous rich person, it would be like somebody predicting Ronald Reagan would be president, just an arbitrary actor who's getting into politics because he's on camera.
It's also a joke. It's also like, what's the funniest guy who could be president? And at that time, it was Donald Trump. Like, no one had that. You know, like, no one was going, yeah, Donald Trump's going to be a president. This was before he was, like, bashing Obama on Twitter and doing the birth certificate.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah. So go ahead, Weiss.
Yeah, it wasn't intended to be a political joke. In the future, people are going to think, oh, this is, like, supposed to be
prescient.
Something against Republicans or something. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, Willie, you're onto something.
He was a Democrat at the time, yeah.
When I was growing up, like, Simpsons was the funniest show of all time. And I'm just thinking, for me, growing up, like, it was early David Letterman, Saturday Night Live, The Simpsons, Conan O'Brien. Mm-hmm. And I just, like, a couple weeks ago, very recently, I realized...
Kids in the Hall? You throw Kids in the Hall in there? Or?
Well, Kids in the Hall, like, later.
Okay.
But the reason why I'm mentioning these shows is because they're all written by the same five people. Like, when I was a kid, the world is a big, wondrous world full of these creative people.
Right.
And I thought, who are, like, all these were the same people.
Yeah. So it was a tone that resonated with you and all of us, I think.
Like, yeah.
Everyone who got into comedy was all of our shit, right? Throw in some Monty Python or whatever for the nerds.
Yes, yeah. There's other things, obviously, but like that was me. Like, and I'm talking about the Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman era. You know, it's where it's like really fucking.
It's weird that you brought that up because I was just like thinking just when you were talking about that. It's just like the people who wrote on Dana Carvey. If you don't know, look it up. It's insane. Yeah. It's like Murder's Row of comedians. I mean, fucking.
Oh yeah, he went from SNL to. I wasn't talking about the Dana Carvey show. I just meant the Dana Carvey era of SNL. But yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Like, all the people that were involved in SNL, like, they found other people. It's fucking supernatural.
You could blame 90s SNL for Judd Apatow, right? Like, and now we got Seth Rogen, which is great.
We all should be... movie stars. All three of us should be in the movies together.
Let's do it, man. Call up your power agents. Let's get that done.
I know, dude.
My pitch for this movie three cool guys. What do you think?
and the poster is a shivering.
None of us are cool, only literally. we are different. Us three are different. We aren't stereotypes, man. I'm not like the fat drunk. I'm just the drunk, you know.
You're like Mo, and I'm like Larry, and Willie is Curly.
Oh fuck! I thought you meant Mo from The Simpsons.
I know. I was like, what?
Really fucking mad.
Hey, why do you? It's Homer, get out of here. Homer, do you want another beer? Homer, it's me, Marge. It's me, Mo. It's me, Marge.
I mean, Hank Azaria is going to die sometime. Just hang in there.
Just start making TikToks of all the funny Simpsons.
Oh, shit. Here's
real,
all the Simpsons
real
in one
Mo.
Minute.
RealMoSays.com.
Real Mo. Fuck. All right. So anyway, back to The Simpsons.
Oh, okay. So what do you rate this one? This was just, it was just that reference.
This is like, to me, this is S tier. This is perfect. Because like, it's so insane that they picked Donald Trump. This is S tier for me.
So you're doing, what are the tiers? So S is the top.
S is the best.
And then
A is underneath S, and then
and then B, C, D. Okay, so that's our that's our scale. We're doing numbers.
S, A, B, C, D.
S is like perfect. S would be the ultimate.
So S is the best. A, B, C, D, E, F. I'll rate it lower than perfect because I understand how funny it is at the time.
Right. I agree with you, Wade, but I'm going to S. I'm like, holy fuck, dude. Like this, they captured.
So you are.
It's funny, but they could have picked anybody. They could pick fucking Tiny Tim or anybody. It's like,
what's funnier though? Like, I feel like
like it could have been Walton or Disney or I don't know. You know what I mean? But like in the vein of back
who
then.
Who would be a modern equivalent? Because I was just thinking, earlier I said Kevin Sorbo.
I already know it. Who are those influencers who are like boxing now? Those two brothers who everyone hates.
President Logan Paul.
Yeah.
I think it'd be President Pink Sauce Lady.
What is that? Is that a meme?
There's this lady on TikTok invented a pink sauce that was like rant. She was selling it from her home and it wasn't safe to consume.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
So it was gravy that she poured on everything and it went viral on TikTok. So like President Pink Sauce Lady.
Wait, did it go viral because it was good or because it was the weirdest thing in the world?
Well, it went viral because it looked crazy and everybody wanted to buy it. So she was like getting all these crazy, she was making a shitload of money. And then when it arrived, it wasn't professionally packaged. It would show up rancid and like people were getting sick and shit.
Oh, so it's just mayonnaise with fucking pink food. It's probably French dressing or some shit. Like
it's
mayonnaise.
It's just like just abysmal some homebody meeting the internet, right? It's like, oh yeah, she's like oblivious to people liking it.
I'm glad that she made some money. I mean, fucking, you got to get it where you can, right? Gas is $6 a gallon. Like, what are we doing? Sell some pink sauce.
Season 3, episode 14, Lisa the Greek. This aired a few days before Super Bowl 26. Lisa correctly predicted the Washington Redskins beating the Buffalo Bills.
A weird choice? Like, was it clearly they're not favored to win?
I feel like this is suspect, man. Here's why. They've had a history of changing things for, what's it called? Syndication. So I wonder if the first one actually had this prediction or if in syndication they changed it.
This is way more impressive than you're giving it credit for because they wrote this like a year before the Super Bowl existed.
Oh,
like,
snap.
They
that is a good
both
call.
Of the teams and also the winner.
I think
this
they
is, like,
waited, man.
Pretty
here's
good.
The thing. We've all worked in animation. Brian knows the most. I'm sorry, Weissel. His name is Brian Weissel. I call him both. Yes, when they wrote it, it could have just been XX. And then when they actually recorded the voice, they could have thrown anything in there.
Well, I don't know what this reference is to. Like, do we see like characters in jerseys with logos, or is it just an offhand comment?
Yeah,
that changes everything.
I'm just reading an article. I didn't see it. The initial airing of the football-centric episode came only a few days before Super Bowl 26, where Lisa correctly predicted the Washington Redskins would win. The next year, the staff decided to dub in the names of that year's competing teams, and they were once again correct with their call of the Dallas Cowboys. So
oh,
2 years
they faked it. That's bullshit.
Well, for the second year, but for the first year.
Right.
The
redubbings
continued with moderate success over the few years, finishing with another accurate prediction of the Niners over the Chargers. Right.
And Chargers aren't going to win a Super Bowl.
That Bills team, they went 4 years in a row. They lost all four, but they were a good team. They were a great regular season team.
So, but they knew who the two teams were and they just picked one, right?
Yeah. Maybe not for the first year. Maybe not for the first year. It was just successful.
There's dogs who do
that. I'm on YouTube right now so I can see.
Have you seen the dogs? The dogs who picked
yeah,
the Super Bowl winners,
yeah, and the octopus, and all the things.
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah.
Oh, this guy's been right, and I'm like, yeah. There's a million that have been wrong, so you can
also
take that
it's 50-50, dude. It's not even 50-50 because you can see how good the teams are and make an educated guess. So it's not even 50-50. It's like
I know the Cowboys were kind of the favorites, even though the Bills were better that year. But
that's
the Bills,
old,
the,
man.
The Bills were favored to beat.
So for our younger listeners,
they have the jerseys and stuff. Like it's not just a piece of dialogue. They actually show the players.
But he just said they in that syndication was they changed it.
That was for the next.
Said for the second
the next
time.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
Did they recolor it? If they're wearing these jerseys, did they recolor it? No, that's too much work. How did they? So what was that?
The first one was a good prediction. I don't know how. I think the first one is amazing.
The second one's an F. The first one is another S for me. That's incredible.
I'm
not going to. That's like a C for me. That's like it's a 50-50 shot. They know who's in the Super Bowl.
They picked both teams and then
they
and
didn't.
The winner?
They didn't. No, they knew. They knew by that.
No, no. Well, how long did it take them to make an episode, though, in season three?
I think they knew.
You know what? The video I'm looking at might be wrong. If they were able to predict both teams and the winner, to me, that would be like mind blowing.
If you're right, I would do S tier also. I think they knew the two teams and they took a shot, and that's why I'll put it at a C.
That's fair. If it is, if they did know the teams and it was just a bit of dialogue or whatever, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, Disney buys 20th Century Fox in Season 10, Episode 5, When You Dish Upon a Star. An establishing shot at the end of the celebrity-heavy When You Dish Upon a Star shows 20th Century Fox logo with a division of Walt Disney Company below it. Though it has always been quick to poke fun at its parent company, the show certainly did not expect Fox to sell to the Walt Disney Company in July of 2018.
When did they make the prediction?
Season 10.
For me, like the Trump one is just blows that out of the water just because
1998,
very many companies
season.
Anymore. Everything has merged into like three or four companies.
Listen, these are writers making jokes. You know what I mean? So yeah. But dude, 1998, this is 20 years later.
No, 10.
I would give that.
Oh, like, it is 20. You're right.
That's like a B for me. It's impressive for sure. But at the same time, I think every company has been bought by another company and there aren't very many.
It's on par with conglomerates and
I mean, remember when we used to have like anti-monopolies and now everything is three companies? Like what happened?
Even the anti-monopoly rules were still monopolies. They just had to have more different owners. It's like there was still one phone company. It's fucking back then. They split them into regions. Okay. Yeah, I would say.
So that's the thing. If you see the sign of the times coming and you're a Simpsons writer, it's like, yeah, there's going to be a company who buys us. What'd you give it, Weissel?
I gave it a B.
I think B's right. I could maybe do an A, depending on what was happening in 1998. If there was some takeovers that I wasn't aware of.
Right. Yeah. I'm down with B. Let's see. Weissel. Oh gosh, that's so funny. I was gonna write our initials above all these predictions, and I was like, Weissel, Wade, Willie. Okay, did you hear about this FIFA competition one? Homer Simpson became a referee because the FIFA was so corrupt. Right. And then in the episode, he was a ref, Germany won. So that same year, though, Germany did win. And then also later that year, the FIFA office got raided for corruption. So it was like two different predictions in one on accident. That year, whenever
I don't know if it's on accident, though, that's why I want to know what year, because FIFA has soccer fans have known that FIFA was a piece of shit.
So,
for a long
season
time.
25. So, it was 1098.
They knew. They already knew.
It seems like more of an inevitability if everybody knew and it was a big open joke.
2015.
So much of an open joke,
yeah.
You can make it.
It was an open joke. Episode. It was definitely an open joke in 2015, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. I'm with that. What are your grades?
And Germany wins like every two, or how often do they do? Is this World Cup?
Yep.
It's not like nobody knew it was corrupt. So like, I'm going to put this pretty low at like a D.
D for decent. That's a decent pick.
It's something for sure.
Yeah. We're also similar. I'm D also. I'm like, I'll go C just to mix it up.
We want to get to the bottom of this.
Just to mix
it up. Well, listen, I'll do F then, because like, not S, F. F is in
not predicting fail. Anything. They're not predicting anything because everybody already knows they're corrupt.
Yeah.
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 And Germany wins half of the time. It's either Germany or France, right? Or Spain.
Right. They have so many. It's like Canada winning hockey. All right. The Beatles sending belated fan mail. In season two, Marge reveals in high school she sent a celebrity crush, Ringo Starr, a painting. And then after decades goes by, Ringo finally sends back a response. In 2013, two women finally received a reply from Paul McCartney when they sent him a mixtape 50 years earlier.
I'm more curious about what his reply was.
I know.
Thank you.
Took me this long to get used to it or to get response.
I had to digest it. I listened to it for 50 years. It's really good. What's a mixtape even? They're sending a musician, different musicians.
Hey, love your music. Here's some stuff I like.
But the prediction is somebody else, though. It's not a prediction. The prediction didn't come true.
The prediction is that the Beatles respond late.
Ringo Starr.
Yeah, you're right. The Beatles. Yeah, you're right. And it's only because they couldn't get Paul for that episode. They had to get Ringo.
Paul was on there all the time, right?
No, he was.
This is not a prediction for me. This is like an F. Okay. This is nothing. Yeah.
I'm going to call it a C. I kind of like it. I think it's interesting that Paul McCartney responded 50 years later.
Yeah, I'm in the middle. Wait, hold on. You said F. You said C. I'm going to go D.
Well, then it all evens out the D. I'm pretty okay with that.
Lady Gaga's Super Bowl halftime performance. She hadn't done one yet. She, you know, obviously wasn't invited yet. They have her doing a halftime Super Bowl show where she's in silver and flying above the crowd, which is what she did for her halftime show.
I think she probably is like, it'd be cool if we made it look like The Simpsons versus like, because she obviously knew. She was in The Simpsons.
Yeah, yeah. She's watched her piece for sure. Like, oh, what
I feel like
idea.
That too. I think she was like, yeah, I'll fucking, because she's a little weird, right? Like she would, I mean, she wore a meat dress and shit. So why wouldn't she like just do what
I would do that to fuck with people for sure.
Me too.
This is probably the worst of predictability.
Yeah, obviously Lady Gaga's gonna do a Super Bowl at some point. It's nice that they got it right, but then, like Weissel said, I think she just was like, "Fuck it, let's do the Simpsons thing."
I would give it a D just because she did do a Super Bowl.
It would be impressive if they said that like fucking if they said that Semisonic did a Super Bowl and then Semisonic did a Super Bowl halftime, like. But Lady Gaga, she's the biggest star on the planet.
This one's kind of lame, but it's kind of funny, too. The U.S. wins gold in curling, season 21, Boy Meets Curl. Oh, yeah. In this one, Homer and Marge get drafted to the curling team, and despite the odds, they beat Sweden and win the gold medal. 8 years later, U.S. beat Sweden in curling.
That's pretty good. I like that one.
You like that one? I was going to say it's almost like... Obviously, the USA is going to win curling at some point, unless there's something about curling that I don't know. It feels like if you wait long enough, yeah, we're going to win curling. 8 years. This is Olympics, though, right? So there would have only been two Olympics in between the airing of the episode. And yeah. So that's not bad.
I would give this like a C.
Because I'm going to give it a B. I kind of like it.
I'm going to give it a D.
Is there any instances where, like, a character did something and then it was a prediction for the actor?
No.
Dan Castellaneta, did that? I'm asking if Dan Castellaneta won a gold medal for curling.
Well, they did do that Apu does 9/11 episode. And then... They're way wrong because it wasn't India at all. But then they did cancel
that and the Michael Jackson one. It was the two famous ones that they won't air.
Mm-hmm.
This one, faulty voter machines in this treehouse of horror. When you click a button, it votes for someone else. So by Homer gives like 5 votes to McCain instead of Obama. Like he goes to, and then, you know, just the, in the exact same way that there were machines that when you hit the button, you couldn't vote for who you were touching. It was a digital screen.
My question is this before or after the dangling Chad Al Gore thing?
After the Chad with then, digital, yes.
And this is clearly referencing that, I think.
Yeah, it's just Chads with technology, different technology.
It's also like we are still not yet to touching a touch screen to vote. We're still on fucking analog. Write your fucking thing.
Well,
in
touch screens are kind of finicky too, you know? I'd almost rather have something very...
This one was, I mean, like in these booths, they were touch screens. Just crazy.
Yeah. We got to do online.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
We got to do
that. This is an F for me because it's clearly referencing something else that happened.
It's an F for me too. They didn't, maybe when we vote on iPads and we can't click the button, then right. Sure.
I'm going to give it a C because of when you watch it, it worked the exact same way, which is like, I don't know if you would think that by pushing this, the other one would click in the same way. It seems like technically that they might have done it different. I don't know.
That's fair.
Don Mattingly is in an episode and he gets kicked off the team because he wouldn't cut his hair.
Sideburns. He wouldn't.
Oh, his sideburns. Yes.
Well, they
call them sideburns, but he didn't have sideburns.
No, he did. He didn't, but that was the joke. Burns was like, shave those sideburns, and he didn't know what that meant. Yeah. So he kept like cutting higher up into his hair. Yeah, what's the prediction?
The next year, Don Mattingly got kicked off of a team for not getting a haircut.
Wow. Really?
That's pretty good. I'm going to give like this an A. I would say it's not as impressive as Trump.
Right? It's never happened before. That's the crazy thing.
That's an A for me.
Or since, right? I've never heard of a player getting kicked off of a team. Kicked off? He got kicked off?
He got kicked out of the game.
Oh, okay. I agree with Weissel. I think it's an A.
Yeah, me too. Coronavirus. They had an episode with the Osaka virus. And let me try to find it here because...
The timing is important too because there have been a lot of virus outbreaks over the years that like SARS and all sorts of
bird flu, West Nile. Hey, we got West Nile out here now. We really made it. Did you guys hear? We got it.
We're moving up in civilization.
Yep. We're not a podunk town anymore. We got Nile.
Here's the story. A factory worker on an assembly line in Japan was assembling the juice loosener, a juicer sold on a shopping show invented by Dr. Nick. Coughs into a box that was headed to Homer, filling it with airborne germs.
I remember that, yeah.
When the juicer arrives, the Simpson family and the rest of the town gets the Osaka flu. Marge stresses the fact she has to take care of everyone. Let me see. Homer struggles to cope with the family without her. Okay. But the whole town gets the same flu-like symptoms.
Yeah. So what's
it goes all over the world.
But these other viruses, like America, we got off pretty good on a lot of these other outbreaks compared to other countries.
Yeah, for sure.
So but there was a mania over a lot of these. I can't rate this highly. I got maybe a D at best.
I was gonna go C.
I'll go B just because it coming specifically from Japan.
Didn't it come from China?
The biggest virus outbreaks have been in like Japan and have been in like the East.
Because they're stacked on top of each other in Japan.
Okay, I feel like a lot of them came from.
I'm thinking specifically like the other side of the world. Like SARS was like such a big thing, and that's why
I lost track of all of them. Which one was SARS?
Some kind of
respiratory thing?
Yeah.
Are they all respiratory?
They're all the same thing, basically, I think. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but
that's why you should smoke cigarettes, because you're going to die from a respiratory disease anyway.
Get those lungs strong so that you can handle this shit. Let's get into some predictions that haven't gone out yet, come out yet. So in one episode, they have Trump running for president, and they say 2024. There's a picture in the episode. And this is before
what year? Yeah. I mean, that's the most important thing that I keep asking is, like, what year did they make the prediction?
I thought we already talked about Trump.
This one is him specifically running in 2024, though. In 2015. This was in 2015. Now, is he running?
No. 2015 was Obama, right?
Yeah, but he was pretty big in the birther movement and stuff with Obama.
Yeah. Yeah. So you can knock it down a couple notches. Sure. Yeah. What do you think?
I think he was saying that he was going to
He did say he was going to run. And at the time, he was still a Democrat. Mm-hmm. So everybody thought he was going to run as a Democrat.
Right.
Mm.
I mean,
before he knew that he could monetize morons.
Like, did they predict that, like, Trump jokes are hacky and bad comedy? They predicted the bad comedy that we would get later on. So I would give that like an A, that they predicted like bad hacky comedy.
I feel like they were doing bad hacky comedy. I feel like that was the precipice into bad hacky comedy. But you're saying it's a precursor. It's a
yeah. Like, I want to know if they did like orange jokes, like, oh, he's like a Cheeto man, like
right?
Like, it what was kind just of jokes a, were coming.
It really wasn't an episode. It was just a quick thing in an episode. So it's even smaller.
That he but ran in 2024, and well, depending on what happens with fraud and stuff, we'll see if he. I mean, is he running? Is he running?
Prediction
right now, he can run. Unless he gets in bigger trouble.
It's not that big of a prediction 10 years ago. I don't think I'm trying to think of where I was in 2015 and what I was doing.
Is it a prediction, though, if he's saying that he wants to run for president and then you do an episode where somebody's running for president?
Oh, you're right. You're right. And that, it's funny because in this realm, like, yeah, I don't think most of these are predictions in that way, you know?
Well, no, they're jokes, but we're treating them like predictions, right? Yeah. So, like, we're not going to call them predictions, but like, I think Weissel's got it. It's like, once he starts toiling in politics, there's no prediction.
You have to. Anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm giving it an F. Oh, wait, do we rank it if it hasn't happened yet?
Yeah. I'm going to say, yeah. Right. Because it's pretty, this one's pretty close to happening. I mean, if you want to rank him, I don't fucking know.
I think it's an F.
Me too. See? All right. This next one.
I'm up in my ass about my idea that they predicted bad Trump humor.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's an episode that predicts in 2023 we're going to go in nuclear war with China.
Oh, Jesus. Well, there's 2 months left.
I know. This is what's
I
making people go
hope
crazy.
Not. Jesus Christ. Oh, maybe I do hope. If they don't bomb LA, if I survive, I'm for it. I'm pro nuclear war.
This isn't going to come back to haunt you. You know, just a guy joking on a podcast. This will never come back in any way. It's impossible.
I'm not joking. I am not joking.
This was 2005. They predicted in 2023 we'd be in war with.
Oof. They're close. They're very close.
Right? I'm like, oh, geez. So that makes me go. I'm a B in this, whether it happens or not. I'm like,
it's interesting because I don't know like global politics. In 2005, was China considered a threat?
I want to say only because they were still communist, but they were
kind of an up and coming superpower, right? Like at that time,
we started doing a lot more business with them. Like we kind of opened up our communications.
If that happens, I'll give it a 2005. Yeah, I think B. I think B is right.
Yeah, B. B's. So we're just rating predictions that could feasibly happen
if they come true. Yeah.
So we're rooting like a B I hope I win.
Well, you know what? If it does happen, we're going to be fine because they're going to bomb the port up north and San Diego, the places, the ports where militaries are. They're not going to hit Long
everything
Beach,
I've seen on the internet does not list LA as a nuclear target. So
they like Hollywood too much. They're not going to bomb Brad Pitt.
How are you gonna bomb the Chinese theater? How when you're China?
That is our saving grace. What if just the Chinese theater is like that? Was the it just no?
The only reason they're like, well, no, they got the Chinese theater. They didn't even
my
know
grandma it. Went there in the 20s.
Did she? What'd she see?
Oh no, the Chinese grandma. Oh, but my grandma is Chinese, but she did not go there. They predict in I think it was in 2023 that there's a zombie virus that happens, and it happens from Krusty the Clown making burgers from the ground up cows to feed cows to feed it to cows to raise up the protein of the burger. So it's basically Mad Cow, but people turn into zombies.
But they said it before Mad Cow happened. You said in 2023. No.
That's when the prediction that I think was supposed to happen. I mean,
when did they make the prediction?
I don't know. You look it up. Let me see.
Oh, it's integral, Willie. That's the only thing you had to look up. That's the only
you
thing.
Should have known in advance what questions we would magically have.
2009. So yes, after Mad Cow. Mad Cow was what, 2000, right?
Yeah, it was before 2009 for sure. So I'm giving it an F because they're just doing a Mad Cow bit.
Yeah.
That's kind of a lot of what kind of a recurring theme.
How do they never have just a Mad Cow, just like a literal Mad Cow come into Springfield and just be like, bah, ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah. He's pissed.
He's pissed.
Mad Cow.
He's mad.
Cow.
Yeah. It's like a D. They're predicted. So you think that there's a possibility of a zombie outbreak, I guess?
No, I gave it an F, but I do think that there could be some foods that that fuck with your brain. That
rabies
aren't here yet.
Rabies like does that. It kind of turns you into a zombie.
Bath salts.
Yeah.
Right. But if there was one that gave you permanent brain damage and it was just like, oh, we used a flavor additive.
Well, there's no cure to rabies. So if you get rabies and you lose your fucking mind and you like just go batshit insane.
I know, dude. It's so scary.
Wouldn't you? Okay. Let's say it's not rabies where you don't die when you get it, but you become a brain dead moron. Wouldn't that be more fun? Wouldn't life be more fun if you were just a brain dead moron?
If you had a TikTok. Hold this camera.
Oh, did you see that? Did you see that TikToker guy who got shot?
Yeah.
The guy shot him too quick, but I'm glad that he got shot.
I didn't watch the video because like I haven't seen it, but I was like, nah.
It's not graphic. He pulls his gun out real quick and shoots the guy. The guy doesn't fall down or anything. He just is like, oh.
he does go lay down eventually, but the jury on that case. We're with the guy that shot him. It's like, well, you know, he's going to get in trouble for shooting him. But
Second Amendment. He got in trouble for other things, but shooting a man wasn't one of them.
Yeah, he got in trouble for shooting in the mall, but not for shooting a man.
Yeah, you can shoot a person. Just don't do it inside, man.
It's like people hated that guy that he shot.
Yeah, because he's a fucking TikToker. We don't need these people. The prank wasn't even anything. He was just walking up to him, playing something into his ear, and he wouldn't leave him alone.
Everybody universally was totally fine with him shooting that guy.
Yeah, dude.
I've never seen anything like that before.
That's where we've gotten to as a society. It's like if you're annoying and you get shot, we love it.
Yeah, we know. We all know what hits are. We all know what you're doing. Maybe that guy didn't. He seemed kind of like. He didn't have a social media account. The guy that shot.
Dude, if someone came up to me like that, I would be annoyed. I wouldn't shoot him because I don't have a gun, but it would be stupid. And he's also like 3 feet taller than the guy. He's very imposing.
And he's got
but
a buddy
anyway,
next to him, yeah.
Well, yeah, he's got like two buddies and three people filming, whatever.
I have a ton more. I just wanted to do the last one of a female president. Lisa was president. Was that right? Right. You rolled your eyes in the right way. Right. Because it's like
the ship has sailed.
We're obviously, if we never, ever have a female president. I mean, that's what I think. I think that will never happen. Never.
If the Simpsons said that we would never, if Lisa was running for president in that episode and then she lost to like Dukakis or something, that would be a prediction. Predicting that there will be a female president is.
Yeah, there's a lot of these are stretches like that where it's like, this isn't a prediction. It's like, oh, look at that guy fell down. Just like the Simpsons said, that guy fell down.
Who's the guy with long
fingernails may at some point run for president.
All right. Well, we got to wrap it up. Thanks for watching on Shrub, homevideo.com.
Yes.
And thanks for listening. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We also are doing a Twitch on Mondays, twitch.tv/reallifesci-fi. We do a brainstorm. It's very fun. It's fun. It's not boring. It's fun. So tune into that. Give us them yummy, crunchy bits. And Lysol, thank you so much. Do you have any plugs or anything that you want to?
Yes, it's pertinent to Shrub Home Video. I have a new show coming out on Shrub Home Video called Brian Weissel's Bunzaverse Presents Fantastic Voyage. The title is really, really flows off the tongue. Everybody's going to remember this one.
I thought you was already doing this. Jesus, I'm dead, man.
Are you a zombie? Are you alive?
I feel like maybe I am. Now I'm just a goofy moron who loves life.
But I want to talk about this because, like, I'm not putting this on YouTube. So what I suggest maybe if like, I feel dumb asking this, but if you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, I'm going to be posting updates for this because it's going to be only exclusive to Shrub Home Video at this time. And the first episode has a special guest voice from Michael Cusack. It's very exciting. And it's like
Cusack's older sister.
Yes, it's his older sister.
Who is that?
Joan?
You don't know Michael Cusack is?
Oh, never mind.
No, I don't. Who is it?
He's like a famous TV show creator of Smiling Friends, creator of Smiling Friends, Hulu's Koala Man.
I have beef with him.
Bushworld Adventure. I have beef with that guy. You do? He's really funny.
Yeah. He
What's your beef?
He gatekeeped Abed. It was Abed's birthday. He didn't know that I knew Abed. And he gatekeeped me. And he apologized. It's fine. We don't have beef. We don't have beef. But it's residual. Wow. It's a little residual. Well,
you talked to me. I'm cutting him. I'm cutting him from the show. Clearly a huge piece of shit.
All right. Well, so check that out on Shrub Home Video, which you're already watching. So if you just like keep it here. But if you're listening, go to shrubhomevideo.com on Sundays. Do you know your time slot?
I don't know that yet. That's why I'm saying that, like, if you could follow me at Brian Weissel on Instagram or Twitter, and I'll be posting updates on the time.
W-Y-S-O-L.
W-Y-S-O-L. B-R-I-A-N.
Woo!
In Cincinnati. W-Y-S-O-L in Cincinnati. That's for the boomers. All right. Thanks
for
listening.
You gotta throw one out for the oldies.
You gotta. You know they're out there. And they're like a big part of the population. And they have all of the money. So
are we doing like an after show?
Yes, we are. Yes. That's what I was just about to say. Go to patreon.com. That's Real Life Sci-Fi. Get access to the post episode
I gotta plug
show.
The Patreon. I gotta plug your guys' Patreon because I find that the post show sometimes I have more fun on those. Like I feel like we get into really cool conversations. So I think if you like this show, I highly recommend the Patreon because I think that bonus content is worth your money.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you for saying that. I couldn't agree more. We do have more fun on those because there's no time limit. We just go crazy. So check that out. patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. B-R-A-N-W-Y-S-O-L on Twitter.
I think because we plugged this, thousands of people are going to subscribe to my Twitter and Instagram. It's just the floodgates are going to, it's going to be, holy shit. Look at all these people that followed me.
It's a whole new world. Yeah, I think so too. You're going to become an influencer. Jake Paul, who? Now it's about Brian Weissel and his Bunzaverse presents fantasy, whatever the fuck.
Maybe I can get shot.
What if I shoot you? What if we do a publicity stunt where I shoot you?
And then Wade and he shoots me. That's the what's going to happen. If you stick around, that's what happens.
All right. So stay tuned. And thank you for listening. And thank you for watching. Say hey to Stage Squatch. Everyone say hey to Stage Squatch. What's up, Stage Squatch? He's back, Stage Squatch. What's up? You got to get the video for that. You got to be a Patreon for that. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. We will see you next time.
Real fi.